morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. As soon as more than 50 new infections occur among 100,000 inhabitants in Germany, any relaxations of the corona crisis are to be reduced. This upper limit decided by the federal and state governments is too high for Berlin. Mayor Mueller and Health Senator Kalaci announced on Tuesday afternoon that the Red-Red-Green coalition agreed on a, quote, traffic light system to ensure that coronavirus infections in the city do not increase unexpectedly, despite the easing of regulations. The guideline values of this system deviate in part significantly from the limits previously agreed upon between the federal and state governments. The green phase means that there is no need to take action regarding retightening of regulations. Yellow triggers an alarm phase with the responsible authorities, and red means actions must be taken. Senator Kalaci explained that three values will be taken into account in the system. First, the reproduction rate, or R value, which indicates how many people an infected person will infect on average. Second, the number of new infections per inhabitant. And third, the occupancy rate of intensive care beds. She added that as soon as two indicators reach the yellow phase, the situation will be discussed in detail in the Senate. Mayor Mueller remarked, if two out of three indicators enter the red phase, consideration will be given to reversing the relaxations, and depending on the situation, this could be done earlier. Kalaci gave an example illustrating how important the reproduction rate is. For instance, as soon as the R value in Berlin reaches 1.1 for three consecutive days, the yellow phase would be triggered. If the value is 1.2 on three consecutive days, it would switch to red. As of yesterday, the current R value in Berlin is 0.79. As we mentioned earlier, Berlin is also going its own way when it comes to upper limits for new infections. Last week, the federal and state governments had agreed that if 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants occur, restriction tightening must be taken within 7 days. Kalaci announced that in Berlin, 20 new infections per 100,000 people would trigger the yellow phase, and reaching 30 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants would trigger the red phase. She explained that with the federal factor of 50, Berlin would be much too late in reacting, given Berlin's peak so far has been 37. Kalaci tried to make these factors clear by means of figures for all of Berlin. The last number of new infections in 7 days was 286. At the upper limit of 30 infections per 100,000 inhabitants, the number of new infections over this period would have to be 1,131 citywide. The senator also explained the analysis of intensive care bed occupancy. The yellow phase would be entered at 15% occupancy, red at 25%. According to her information, there is currently a 38% free bed capacity in Berlin's hospitals, and almost 9% of the beds are currently occupied by COVID-19 patients, clearly in the green phase. The Senate will report on all three indicators on a weekly basis, and Mayor Mueller warned Berliners to continue to take the corona rules seriously, stating, quote, many take the steps with care together with us, and others don't. This is where the police will have to intervene more forcefully in the future. It doesn't have to be in a martial way, but there must be clear responses. All current measures are initially scheduled until June 5th, and the mayor stressed, quote, this does not mean that from June 6th, everything that is still closed will be reopened. We must discuss gyms, cinemas, and events, and there's no one right way. Therefore, we have to keep working on hopefully further loosening up, but these actions are not to be taken lightly. The Berlin FDP is demanding that the installation period for smoke alarms be extended by 1 year. According to a motion to the House of Representatives, it's foreseeable that their installation in Berlin will not be able to be completed by December 31st, as previously planned. Furthermore, it's not possible to install them in apartments where people infected with the COVID-19 virus or people in quarantine are living. The spokesperson for construction and housing of the FDP, Stefan Forster, said that companies in charge of installing smoke alarms have stopped work indefinitely due to the health protection of their employees and corona contact restrictions and will get a postponement. Therefore, the area-wide installation will be extended by 1 year and should be completed by December 31st of 2021. Police found a woman's body in an apartment in Prenzlauer Berg Sunday afternoon. Police announced on Monday that the, quote, circumstances of the discovery make it a homicide. According to initial findings, the deceased was the 31-year-old tenant of an apartment on Hans Eislerstrasse. A homicide squad has started an investigation, and Berlin Briefing will update this story as details emerge. As announced by the association on Monday, after a meeting of the executive committee, the German Football Association, or DFB, is planning to hold the final of the DFB Pokal on the 4th of July in Berlin. Subject to political approval, the semifinals will be played on June 9th and 10th. However, the aforementioned final date in the capital would be after the end of some professional contracts, which are valid until June 30th. In addition to defending champion FC Bayern Munich, other teams represented are Eintracht Frankfurt, regional league team Erste FC Saarbrücken, and Bayer Leverkusen. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the three remaining games will have to be played without an audience. From next weekend, May 16th and 17th, the owners or tenants of 116 private gardens in Berlin and Brandenburg will once again open their doors to visitors. The initiative Offene Garten, or Open Gardens, invites visitors to attend a series of events, which was first conceived in 2004 to promote interest in gardening and garden design. Not only flower gardens can be visited, but also utility and farm gardens with vegetables and herbs. However, according to organizers, many hobby gardeners have postponed the viewing dates to later in the year due to corona restrictions. Detailed information is available on open-garten.de. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.